The Old Mole Action Calendar this week has more ideas about how people can rise up and address climate change, the prison industry, and more. More details for all of these actions are going to be available, are available on the Old Mole's page for this episode on the KBOO website. But if you don't have a computer handy, you might want to get an old-fashioned piece of paper and a pencil or pen. This just in. ICE raid early yesterday morning. Francisco Rodriguez Dominguez was taken in and detained. Call ICE today to demand Francisco's immediate release. You can reach them at 503-326-3302 between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. And you can tell them that you're calling on behalf of Francisco J. Rodriguez Dominguez, a 25-year-old DACA recipient. Francisco is an important part of our community. Please release him today. And if you can, join us for a rally today, Monday, March 27th at 3 o'clock at ICE headquarters, 4310 Southwest McAdam, Portland. And there are more things coming. On Wednesday, Enlace and other groups are calling on the Portland City Council this week to walk their talk. The City Council has unanimously said that they oppose the Dakota Access Pipeline, and they've declared Portland a sanctuary city. Yet the City Council has not been willing to say we will stop investing in Caterpillar and Wells Fargo. Caterpillar Equipment helped build the Dakota Access Pipeline. Wells Fargo helped finance it. In addition, Wells Fargo invests in the private prison companies that run immigrant detention centers, and Caterpillar is Trump's chosen contractor to build the anti-immigrant wall on our southern border. This Wednesday, March 29th, the City Council of Portland will hear public testimony on why we need to keep the Socially Responsible Investment Committee and why the Socially Responsible Investment Committee's Do Not Buy list should be adopted. Last September, after a year of research and public testimony, the Socially Responsible Investment Committee issued a report recommending a list of 9 of the worst corporate bad actors to be added or maintained on the city's Do Not Buy list. But in December, the council declined to adopt those recommendations or even to state that the city would not buy securities of Wells Fargo and Caterpillar, two companies infamous for their involvement in promoting fossil fuel extraction and environmental destruction, as well as for involvement in private prisons, border walls, charges of labor injustice, consumer deceptions, other forms of corporate evil. Instead, the city council said they would not buy any corporate securities until April, a move that not only refused to name and shame the worst companies, but also had no substantive consequences. For instance, the city's investments in Wells Fargo don't start to come due until June, so the decision about rolling those over or selling them off did not come up in this period. Now, the City Council looks poised to dissolve the Socially Responsible Investment Committee entirely and to have investment decisions instead made only by the City Treasurer, who would rely on reports from MSCI, an offshoot of the failed Morgan Stanley Investment Bank. These reports are proprietary, that is, they're accessible only to paid subscribers, so unlike the work of the Socially Responsible Investment Committee, the data and reasoning behind their recommendations are not publicly available. Moreover, samples of those reports that have been released show that although they score companies on the basis of things like environmental responsibility, human rights, labor relations, those scores are not counted in their final ratings. Activists are calling on the City Council to join other cities in refusing to invest in Wells Fargo and Caterpillar and to keep the Socially Responsible Investments Committee and the policy that created that volunteer citizen committee to keep the process of city investments and finances transparent. They ask you to call or email the City Council as soon as possible, and then plan to attend the March 29th City Council meeting at 2 p.m. in the Portland building on Wednesday at 1120 Southwest 5th Avenue, right next to City Hall. Here's Stacey Ann Chin.
What can they do to you? Whatever they want. They can set you up. They can bust you. They can break your fingers. They can burn your brain with electricity. Blur you with drugs till you can't walk, can't remember. They can take your child, wall up your lover. They can do anything, and you can't blame them from doing. How can you stop them? Alone, you can fight. You can refuse. You can take what revenge you can, but they roll over you. But two people fighting back to back can cut through a mob. A snake dancing file can break a cordon. An army can meet an army. Two people can keep each other sane, can give support, conviction, love, massage, hope, sex. Three people are a delegation, a committee, a wedge. With four, you can play bridge and start an organization. With six, you can rent a whole house, eat pie for dinner with no seconds, and hold a fundraising party. A dozen can make a demonstration. 100 fill a hall. 1,000 have solidarity and your own newsletter. 10,000 power and your own paper. 100,000 your own media. 10 million your own country. It goes on one at a time. It starts when you care to act. It starts when you do it again after they said no. It starts when you say we, and you know what you mean. And each day, you mean one more.
That was Stacey Ann Chin reading The Low Road by Marge Piercy. And this is the Old Mole Variety Hour Action Calendar on KBOO Portland. More actions you can take in opposition to the carceral state come from the group Ending the New Jim Crow. On Tuesday, that's tomorrow, March 28th, from 6:30 to 8:30 at the First Unitarian Church in Portland, Jessica Katz, director of the Family Preservation Project at Coffee Creek Correctional Facility in Wilsonville, will be talking about preserving families and protecting children of incarcerated parents. She'll discuss the disproportionate impact on women of Measure 57, which imposed longer sentences for certain nonviolent crimes, including drug offenses, and Senate Bill 241, which would create a task force to look at adopting the Children of Incarcerated Parents Bill of Rights. This event is free and all are welcome. It's in room B302-303 of the Buchan Building, which you enter from 12th Street between buildings. In that same location at the First Unitarian Church on Sunday, April 2nd, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in the afternoon, Ending the New Jim Crow will also co-sponsor with the Immigrant Justice Action Group an event on moving beyond oppression, understanding white privilege. Dana Buell will lead a conversation and offer opportunities to engage in actions to address injustice in our communities. And then that evening, Sunday, April 2nd, starting at 7 p.m., the Democratic Socialists of America will host a screening of a short documentary film, followed by a moderated panel discussion about reproductive justice. The film, Being There, is directed by the Old Mole's Jan Hocken and features the work of abortion providers in Portland, Oregon. The event will take place at SEIU 503, that's at 6401 Southeast Foster Road in Portland. Childcare will be provided free of charge on site. And following the screening of the film, there'll be a moderated discussion featuring a panel of activists and the filmmaker to explore different feminist politics around abortion rights, some of the history of organizing around reproductive rights in Oregon, looking at reproductive health care through an intersectional and social justice lens, and the current campaign around Oregon House Bill 3391, a bill endorsed by DSA that's also part of a national movement for reproductive justice. For more information about that, you can contact Carrie Luna at 917-771-6031. And finally, looking ahead to next week, April 4th is the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King's 1967 Riverside Church speech, a declaration of independence from the war in Vietnam, also known as his Riverside Church speech. And Veterans for Peace Chapter 72 and Peace and Justice Works are planning a public reading to start at 4 p.m. downtown. If you're interested in participating in the event and are willing to read a passage from the speech, contact Dan Shea at djshea, S-H-E-A, at hotmail.com. And that is the Old Mole Action Calendar for the week of March 27th, 2017, here on the Old Mole Variety Hour on KBOO Portland.